I'll outwork anyone, compete against everyone. I'm pretty sure all of us have unique talents, each one of us individually, but work ethic is probably the biggest thing.
Overall, I felt like, you know, I exceeded my expectations for the season as far as my stats and also my team goals. One of my goals was to make it to a bowl game and win. I feel like I did that, and I was blessed to get the MVP of the game. And as a running back, you know, the tires, you know, they're running. So, you know, you got to go while the iron's hot, and I feel like this was the best time for me.
I was just a little too heavy, I thought, personally. I felt like I was more explosive at a lighter weight. I played faster at a lighter weight. So for the past 6 weeks training, one of my main focus has been just losing a few pounds so I can perform to the best of my ability.
The small frame, I feel like, you know, we weighed in yesterday. I was 203. Just now went on the bench, did 25 reps. So I feel like, you know, the strength, the pounding, and being able to carry the ball over 300 times last year, you know, can, you know, speak for my small frame. Not too many running backs in the NFL right now singly, you know, carry the ball over 300 times a season. So for those who, you know, might say I'm too small, hopefully that speaks up for me.
A lot, you know, I definitely love returning the ball, whether it's kickoff return or punt return. We had a guy that did punt return last year, but I definitely worked out a lot of the practice, so I'm definitely comfortable back there. But I think it'd have a huge impact on my draft status.
Well, first thing, since I was young, my mother said, if you don't get grades, you're not going to go nowhere. So I had to get good grades to play football. So if I didn't get good grades, I wouldn't be standing here in front of you right now. So that was probably number one right there. And just her being stern about everything in life, whether it was taking out the trash to playing football. I mean, she don't know nothing about football. All she knows about seeing number 34 getting to the touchdown. You know, so everything that I ever done in life, she was right beside me.
We had a great running back coach, Terry Richardson, who's now coaching at Miami U, and he honestly taught me a lot. In high school, I used my natural ability, you know, to get away and make plays. When going to college, there's a lot for me to learn, and he did a great job of teaching me. And we do a great job of bringing in good linemen also. Coach Foley was offense coach there, offensive line coach, and he just coaches them up well.
Coach Saban was great. He's a demanding guy. He demands perfection. As long as you're working hard, doing what you're supposed to do, then he's not going to bother you. But just learning from his defense and learning from him as a player has just been so great. And I think everybody that comes from Alabama is mentally and physically prepared for the next level just because of the type of system he runs and how he runs his program.
No, not at all. You know, I've become immune to sharing the ball at Oklahoma. You know, I was the past 3 years, I've had, you know, Chris Brown there with me, so we both got 50-50 with the carries. And even this last year, you know, I was okay with sharing the ball. That's nothing. It's not something that bothers me at all.
With the position that I play, it's like one of the most physical positions, if not the physical position, the most physical position. So being able to be fresh, have fresh legs, and being able to make your career last longer by substituting in and out with another guy who's fresh and who can contribute just as well as you, it just makes the whole thing a lot better because, you know, I hope to be able to play when I'm about 40 years old, you know, so hopefully I can get there.
Oh, definitely. I feel like I've grown, you know, as a man from my freshman year to my junior year. I made some mistakes earlier in my collegiate career. But if you were to go back and ask any of the coaches, from the strength and conditioning coach to the head coach, about me, they'll tell you that I've matured from my age and I've learned a lot from my mistakes, and that I'm a guy that they can count on, and they'll be there for my team and my coaches.
Coaching, for sure. It was my first time having a position coach. And when Pelini came, he taught us how to compete. And I learned before what that really meant, but I really learned when he taught us to compete off the field. And it kind of just helps with becoming the type of person you are.
Yes, I definitely think I can be the number one back taken, and that's my goal. You know, everyone has their own opinion. You hear a lot of different stuff and you see a lot of different things on TV. But I feel like my versatility and the things that I can bring to the table, you know, will show a lot of scouts and GMs and owners that, you know, I could be their guy.
I'm real competitive and I'm real driven. I'm going to try and be the best person I can be and the best player I can be every single day. I'm going to be focused on being the best player I can be and helping the team win championships.
It's up to the scouts where they'll put us after, but that's not my concern, really. I just know that this is where I want to be right now, and this is what I've been training for.